go to the source. I was reading this week, the crowds following Jesus. You see the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish. We can't feed all this people. What do you have? And 5 loaves, 2 fish feeds the multitudes, and everyone is satisfied, and then there is some left over. And then we see the story almost repeat again. As Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee, another crowd following Jesus. And the question is asked again, you know, how will we feed these? But I think something changed. Scripture says that Andrew said, we have some fish and we have some loaves. When God has performed the miracle, when God has intervened in the midst of our lives, we go back to the source of what changed things the first time. And scripture goes to read that the multitude was fed again, another miracle. When God ministers to our lives and we have a testimony, and then we find ourselves at another crossroads, we must go back to the source. What changed the first time when I called upon the name of the Lord? It's all about Jesus. He's the one that changes the circumstances. He is the source that we return to. Oh God, we need you. And you alone are worthy of praise, oh God. We glorify your name this morning, Lord, acknowledging your word is true and thanking you for intervening in our lives. Thank you. scripture says on heaven, on earth, wherever you may go, hallelujah, where men can be saved. We invoke no other name to restore us, as it was read this morning. Not just a sprinkle, but the shed blood of Jesus Christ is what covers us. It's what covers our sin, hallelujah. It's what brings restoration, hallelujah. It's what calls us to go closer to Him, be changed and restored. Have our identity be the children, the men and women under the covering of Almighty God. We glorify Your name, O God.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a Thank you.
opportunities for us to seek his face is available to us daily. This is not something that God has to do for us. This is something we have to cultivate ourselves. Lead me to the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. Lead me to the heart of the Father. Show me how to pray. Keep me in your word so that I know how to pray according to the word of God. Oh God, examine our hearts. Remind us when we're home and we're ready to go to bed and we haven't even spoken to you all day. Remind us, oh God, when we are traveling in the car and we haven't even sought your face. When we're at work and troubles are accumulating and we forgot we never came to you. Day and night, night and day, a house of prayer. That's my responsibility, my own heart, and my own tongue. Espíritu de Dios, llena mi vida, llena.